The Wildcats basketball team picked up their first district win of the season Friday night at home as they defeated Greenville 45-33. The Wildcats are now 1-2 in district play. I talked about the win with Wildcats basketball coach Clark Cipolletta Monday morning.
They played really hard and they played together. Some of the things we've been talking about from the get-go that we need to do in order to succeed, and we finally came together as a team and did that, so I was very proud of them.
Must have been a great defensive effort. Held Greenville way down point-wise and allowed a victory for you.
Absolutely. We made defense a strong emphasis coming into it. They had some big guys that who were pretty solid players, and so our key was to stop them, and I thought they did a very good job. I think in the third quarter we held them to 3 points, so that's just a big victory for us.
Seemed like you mentioned they had a 6'8 guy that was very active around the post area, and I thought denying him the ball, I thought there was a good job. Greenville had a hard time working that ball in. They were kind of left around the perimeter.
Absolutely. We did a good job coming into it size-wise. You know, we're pretty small, so we were going to front them and then have a guy behind them just in case for backside help. So Kane did a heck of a job all night fighting in front of those guys. I know that's not an easy job, especially how big they were, but he did a very good job of doing that.
I thought a young freshman for you, Simeon Taylor, I thought he had a really, really nice game. Did a lot of things, had assists, rebounds, scored 7 points. Just had, I thought, one of his best games I've seen.
Absolutely. That's what I saw in him in order for bringing him up. I knew he had a lot of potential and a lot of natural talent there. And, yes, he played phenomenal. I told after the game, and he really played the best for us. I think you said 7 points. I think it was like 6 rebounds, 4 steals.
Maybe, reflections, yeah, in the works.
Yeah, and then he only had 1 turnover, so that was huge for a freshman, because I think the first game against T-High, he was a little rattled and had a couple more than I would have liked, but he did a good job of adjusting, and I was very proud of his performance.
Jalen Dugan did a real great job of getting you going. I think he scored almost all the points in the first quarter, especially about the first 11 or something, had 3 threes and just really set the tone nice for you.
Absolutely. He's our senior who rises up in the occasion, and really we kind of jump on his back at times, especially offensively, and he did a very good job of jump-starting us and kind of getting us into the flow of things.
I thought all the players had moments. I remember Jones ran the court very nicely, and Taylor hit him with a nice assist. Mason Buck had a three-point play driving in, scoring, and hitting a free throw. It just seemed like, that everybody was kind of – and that's what you need in a win, is everybody to kind of pitch in.
Absolutely. Everybody did their role, from every person on my bench to guys who didn't even get to play. But everybody, they really did their role, and they bought into what we needed to do in order to be successful and pitched in, and just really was a team atmosphere, which we enjoyed.
Interesting week this week. Hallsville will be coming in on Tuesday, and then you'll be traveling to Pine Tree on Friday. On paper, looks like a couple of games that, if we play well, it could be winnable. So,
Absolutely. Hallsville's a very well-coached team, and Coach Walker, and they'll be coming to town. They actually beat Mount Pleasant. I kind of talked to their coach a little bit on the game, just seeing, But, these are two games that definitely are winnable for us. I feel like every game, in our district is winnable, but it'd be nice if we come away with 2 wins and get on the upside of the winning scale, so.
KSST Sports.